to be empowered by our own confidence and power of open intelligence in every moment. That's really what we are being empowered to do, to be empowered to know, and to know these all these questions, and to know, well, to really gain complete assurance in our true identity and open intelligence, and knowing how to respond to each situation. And the Four Mainstays give the context and the platform for that, and really to get to know how to use them in the best way. And I mean, all questions, they are great. As we can see, they greatly normalize. When we have a question, somebody else nods and says, wow, I have that too. And then suddenly we see, oh, wow, it's actually a relief. We are not alone. And then what I did with all the questions was I just wrote them all down and put them in a document and saved them. and then just rested deeply in the power of great benefit. And that's amazing to see how the questions, they just, first of all, I couldn't remember anymore. I had to open it up and check it again. What was my question? What were my questions? That's first of all, they just disappear. But also they get just deeply answered in our own experience and confidence in open intelligence. So step by step, all questions were answered in my experience. Because otherwise, it's nice, it is very powerful also to hear other people share. That gives great confidence too, because to see, wow, they are mastered the same challenges like me, we are in the same boat. And then just hearing the list from 4 and 5, empowerment 4 and 5, and just hearing how we are all alike, gives great confidence and power that we can do it too, that we can rely on open intelligence, and hearing how others gain confidence in open intelligence. And then to rest deeply in the power of great benefit with all the questions and everything that comes up, all data, it is extremely empowering. Then we see how powerful we are. We don't have to shy away from our power. And so the Four Mainstays to you, well, open intelligence is always somehow, it's always available. So we can see all the data stream, no matter what it is. Open intelligence is inseparable. And but if we feel like we can't rely on open intelligence, then we have the trainer or the training. And just write out a paragraph just to remember that. It's like a short moment of open intelligence, and then you write out. Or every morning you write out, and every evening. I found that is totally powerful. It makes it very practical to just take the text wherever you go, or even read it aloud. And then listen to a talk. And just to do that, even if it's only 5 minutes, not to think, oh, I don't have time, I have to do this and that. And so just these 5 minutes are very empowering. And then the email to the trainer, where you are right away encouraged to place the solution to your question. Because then you see how powerful you are, you know already. It's actually amazing what comes out of it then. Mm-hmm. When you just write to your trainer and say this and that, and suddenly you see, wow. And then you have an amazing answer there. And your trainer says, oh, wow. Thinks also it's amazing what comes out. And then it's a really enriching way of being in touch with the trainer. So you can just write as much and as often as you like, and see the empowerment in it. That's great empowerment. And just to do it, just that step. And then the community, well, here it's great. Here there's a community right face to face. You meet once a week and maybe more. And just that, seeing others relying on open intelligence is greatly inspiring. Going to centers where that's possible to meet together and be empowered, or to be of service and in service. Service is a great point of view, data resolver, because it really, to be of service, to be open-hearted, and just to be available for what is needed, and that gratitude and helpfulness, and then we don't have even time to think about data. That's good too. And we just are of benefit. That's our natural state, so to be of benefit and to be helpful. And that's really the attitude and of communities worldwide, where we just are together of service. And data streams just resolve into benefit. And that's the original state. And so it's very easy in that way. The Four Mainstays, they're really, really amazing. They're so powerful. So then to really know how to use them best, how to make them your lifestyle. They're my lifestyle. I don't even think anymore about, I have to use the Four Mainstays, because they're always on. They're always active. And so then even if you are in communities where there's no face-to-face community, then there are the clarity calls, which actually also for local communities is great to get in touch with the worldwide community to see, it's actually happening on a large scale. And like the clarity calls, every day there are many clarity calls for all time zones. And then you can call in, and some people really do call in every day. And that can be a time just to call in and connect with the community, and all the Four Mainstays, reading the text, commenting, sharing your experience, because when you share your experience, you share in what works. You don't share what doesn't work. You right away are put into a place of recognition of open intelligence and your confidence, and you are confirming that. And even if there's challenges, you're right away switched into the perspective of solution and open intelligence, and you don't find anymore the problem. And it's very empowering. And then hearing others as well is very, very empowering and confirming. And then there's a trainer, and some of the clarity calls answer questions and some not, but it's the same. And they confirm open intelligence. And so you have, it's 1 hour, and it is amazing how simple you can make use of the Four Mainstays in that way. Yeah, so these are the very practical ways to see, you know, when you have decisions and any moment not knowing what to do, then bing, the Four Mainstays. That's like that. Like flights, I like that example because I have to book so many flights all the time. So then what day, where to fly to, well, that's maybe usually quite clear, but maybe not even sometimes. And so every month there are flights to book. And it's great because all data is completely relaxed and streams on by. And there's nothing going on, really. I could book one day before, and it doesn't matter, because I don't feel any rush in deciding, but sometimes it needs a decision earlier. So then I know. I just let it rest completely. And that's really powerful, because earlier I would have thought, I have to quickly book, or I don't know this. And then these pros and cons, and, that's too much money, and I wait, or, you know, all these points of view. I can't decide, and that was afflictive in itself. And not being able to decide, and you have a whole pack of story around that one. But now it just is completely open and free, and I know when to book. And sometimes I book an international flight 2 days before, and it's fine. This kind of ease and power and directness, it comes all along by relying on open intelligence. And the Four Mainstays, they are all always inseparable of every moment of my life. And everything, that's just a small example of decisions. We always make decisions all the time, we don't even notice. But it's So the whole topic of decision making is completely open, relaxed, and not anymore based on hopes and fears of making a wrong decision, or and hoping that my well-being is located in one of the decisions. So it's always so present that there's just a pervasive ease and contentment, and also the power of what is of most benefit. I saw my life completely shift in that way. So even if my thoughts would go completely the other direction, I know, you know, then it's so clear where to go and what to do. And that's so interesting, because then you see, wow, it's so clear, and my thoughts just do something else. They just do complete other exercises and wild. So no, and it's all clear. So okay, and then it's really obvious how the power of to be of benefit is very. It's just open intelligence is just predominant. The inseparable from that is benefit, not really thinking about what is benefit, but it's so clear. So it's very it's interesting to see that oneself, how that unfolds. My life plan was different. Now it's so much the context of being of benefit, and it's just I'm myself amazed how it just unfolds without me doing anything other than relying on the Four Mainstays. And that's beautiful. So my happiness is completely unaffected by the data stream, and it's just can go all over the place, but benefit is the main focus. So that's a very relaxing place to be, and potent at the same time.